The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, this week on Kids Clinic, we're joined by Dr. Arthur Cummings, consultant eye surgeon at the Wellington Eye Clinic and consultant ophthalmologist at the Beacon Hospital, just to take a look, I suppose, at the common eye conditions that affect children and how to know if your child may need an eye test. Arthur, thanks indeed for talking to us. Tell us about some of the conditions that may affect kids.
So I think the most common thing with kids is just the fact that they might need glasses. And they don't tell us they need glasses, you know, so we need to observe their behavior and see if they're squinting or moving closer to the television. They tend just to adapt and cope. So I think those are the most important things in terms of do they need glasses. Another thing that's quite common with kids is the eyes just turning in slightly. And so that's often called an accommodative esotropia, and glasses can correct that. So it's important just to see that both eyes are aligned and looking in the same direction. A trick that parents can do that's very useful is when the child's standing in front of you, maybe watching television, and they're between, you know, a small child, 3-4 years old, between your legs, maybe sitting at the couch. And all you do while they're watching something is just slowly put your hand over the one eye. And if they continue watching and they're not complaining, then you know that the uncovered eye is seeing well. And then you cover the other eye and see if the other eye is still seeing well. And you often find that, or you sometimes find rather, that when you close the one eye, they're unhappy, and that'll tell you that that eye's not seeing quite as well. And that might be due to all kinds of things, but the most common thing and the thing we want to identify early is just the lazy eye. And you can get a lazy eye for a couple of reasons. One is that there's a very small turn, sometimes impossible actually to notice, but there's a small turn. So the brain's seeing two images, doesn't like that, so switches off the one, and that eye becomes lazy. Or it could be that the two eyes have a different prescription. So the one eye, for argument's sake, doesn't need glasses, and the other one needs glasses. And if you're not wearing glasses, the brain will use the one that doesn't need the glasses, obviously. And then the other eye becomes lazy. So those would be by far the most common things.
Okay. Did you mention, you got through a huge amount there. Well done. Did you mention squint in relation to those issues?
Yes. So that's when the eyes aren't aligned and they turn in.
I see. Sorry, you did. Astigmatism, is that a regular issue or does that tend to be more of an issue when you get older?
No, it could be present when you're young. And when you're young, what you particularly want to know is the astigmatism regular or not? So if you have a young child who is not seeing well, the parents pick this up, they take the child into an optometrist or an ophthalmologist, they get glasses, but the astigmatism keeps on changing, or the glasses are, you know, need to be updated frequently, then you want to make sure about a condition called keratoconus. And keratoconus is something which normally starts, it normally starts in your late teens. But it can start at the age of 8 or 9 or 10, and it would be particularly prevalent in someone who's rubbing their eyes all the time. So another sign for parents to look out for is children that are continuously rubbing their eyes. That's something you don't want to do. And if the child's rubbing their eyes, you need to find out why, and we've got to stop that behavior. The chronic rubbing can damage the cornea and lead to keratoconus.
Okay. What should you do as a parent if you observe that? What's your first port of call? Is it your GP?
Yeah, your GP, just to get a referral. But what you really want to do is get to see an optometrist or an ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
And once the glasses have been checked, or you need glasses and glasses are correcting you well, you'd normally be okay. At the first examination, if glasses aren't correcting you well, then you want to dive deeper and find out what the issue is. And that could be several things. And the things, you know, we have this phrase that says common things occur commonly. So you do get some very uncommon conditions that can cause things, but that'll be filtered by the system and you'll be sent to the appropriate people to have that sorted out. But the common things would be glasses related, lazy eye related, or an eye alignment related.
Just lastly, is it hard to get kids to wear glasses? I say this as someone who's well past childhood, and I struggle to wear the glasses that I've been prescribed. Is it difficult to get kids to wear glasses?
No, you know what's changed today is glasses are a lot more acceptable. And if you allow the child to be part of the decision-making process, so when you take the child in, you're not saying you being tested, just your eyes are being checked. You're like a superhero and we're checking your eyes to see if you're seeing as well as your superhero. And if they do need glasses, then you allow them to choose the frame And then suddenly you've got buy-in and they, you know, they like the process a whole lot more. So there's a lot less resistance against that today.
And if the kid is into sports, are contact lenses an option then while they're playing, while he or she is playing sports?
Yes. Commonly nowadays, from the age of eight, mostly at that age, it's the parents' responsibility. They'll end up putting the lenses in and taking them out. But if the parents are involved and the children are responsible enough, you can, from eight, you can wear contact lenses, absolutely.
Okay, all right. So the message to parents, just keep an eye out for just a few little signs, rubbing the eyes, squinting, sitting very close to the TV, things like that.
Exactly. The key thing is that the child's not going to say to you, I can't see properly. If they say, I can't see clearly, you really need to have it checked out. They're normally going to say, or they're just going to adapt and do something different to try and, you know, take care of the issue they're having. But they don't say, I'm not seeing clearly. So you need to look out for the signs.
Okay, great advice. Thank you indeed, Dr. Arthur Cummings, consultant eye surgeon at the Wellington Eye Clinic and consultant ophthalmologist at the Beacon Hospital. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder today.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.